Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Today on the program, we're taking a look at something you didn't think would happen this early in the year. A new Cars graphic novel, Garbage Night, two new treats from Looney Tunes and DC, and two coloring books that could be just up your alley. That's all this and more on the podcast. This is Trey with Daddy Mojo. How are you? And today we're going to take a look at some of the brand new all-age comic books for the week of June 14th, 2017. I know it's middle of June already. Isn't that crazy? The middle of June. Past the half point of the year. Crazy that. Bah. Hey, the music you hear in the background is really some of the most intoxicating stuff we have stumbled across at Free Music Archives in a very long time. It's from the Lost Tapes. It is, rather, the Lost Tapes from Ending Satellites. Ending Satellites is the group. Beautiful, haunting stuff. And it's really worth checking out outside of the podcast just to listen to it. It chronicles the travels that the band did by going to seven different countries, and they've got seven different tracks. They're French. That has no regard to the music, other than it's just really beautiful stuff. Check it out. It is Ending Satellites, and you can dig all of it in its entirety over at Free Music Archive, and it really is beautiful. So what is new this week in All Age Comics? Well, I tell you I will. Cars. Have you heard about this little movie called Cars? You probably have. The first one was great. The second one was neat. The third one, we saw Cars 3 the other night, and it really is beautiful. It's a Hallmark. It's a return to form for the franchise. It is more like the first one than the second one. The second one was more like a cartoon, a James Bond thing that really didn't have any heart. Cars 3 has lots of heart, and it still has all the charm that the characters had from the first film. It really is good. Our 7-year-old liked it. Our 5-year-old liked it. And it really is just a very good movie. It's not an over-the-top Disney Pixar cry fest that tries to sucker punch you with a cry or pull your nose hair to make you squirt liquid out of your eyes. It's just a very sweet movie that's very well done, and it still manages to have some surprises. I mention all this because this week has Cars 3, the movie graphic novel, coming out. And so it's the original graphic novel. It's going to have spoilers in it. But it's great, and it really is thick. This is from Disney Pixar animators, and the way Walt Disney Publishing does these books, they're very high quality. They're much higher quality than you think they are. Like, if you've seen the Finding Nemo or the Frozen graphic novels that they've published previously, it's really top quality stuff, and the same is going to go with this one. It's Disney Pixar Cars 3. It's a graphic novel, so it's not going to be with the comic books. It's going to be in the book section of the comic book store. Or, hey, here's a novel idea. Just go to the bookstore. That's one. Or check it out online, of course. But the movie's great. Go see it. What's next? Oh, my goodness. Can you believe? So I mentioned this. Yeah. Oh, look. It's the middle of June. But the calendars for 2018 are already popping out, and this week has a great one coming out. This one is Futurama. Loved this TV show. Really, just such a worthy sibling to The Simpsons. Great. And the Futurama calendar is out this week. Mention it because the Life in Hell calendar is also going to be out, and you mention a calendar, it's going to be out in the next week and a half. They're going to have 18-month calendars and all those, so if your calendar is about to run out because you're one of those 18-month calendar people, jump on Futurama because you'll see it this week. Hey, when Free Comic Book Day happened in April, did you happen to pick up Garbage Night? If you did, then you discovered one of the best treats that they had for Free Comic Book Day. Now, Garbage Night, the Free Comic Book Day version and this legitimate graphic novel, is from Nobrow, Nobrow Press. Essentially, it's animals, it's semi-domesticated animals in the zombie apocalypse in a very kid-friendly story. It's interesting because it takes the part of a raccoon and a deer, and they're best friends. But then they meet a new guy who they're not really sure quite what to make of, and the new guy says, hey, if you go to the village next door, there are still some humans there. It's beautiful stuff. If you checked out the free comic book day version, it probably whet your appetite. And when you saw that in April, you wanted the full version. This is the full version. It's Garbage Night from Jen Lee, and it's from Nobrow Press, and it's going to be a graphic novel also. So it's a hardback, I believe. But check it out. It's going to be good for ages 7 and up easy. 6 and up, you'll be with it, but you may have to have your mom and dad read it to you, and that is assuming you're down with the zombies. And this is light zombies, like off-screen zombies. You won't even see them, I say. There are two comic books out this week that are really closely related, and they both have kind of the same characters. Here's what they are. It's Legion of Superheroes Bugs Bunny Special. Now, this is it kind of dovetails to a re-release that happened last week. This was a re-release from 2000 that had Mr. Mixoplex from Superman's universe raising trouble, and he brought in the Looney Tunes universe. That was the re-release from last year. This week has a new one. This is Legion of Superheroes Bugs Bunny. In this one, it's very clever, and it takes its roots from a short that I believe was originally published many, many years ago, like in the late 90s or early 2000s. That short story is in the back of this freestanding comic book, but essentially, Bugs Bunny takes a nap on Clark Kent's farm. However, hundreds or perhaps thousands of years in the future, you've got the superheroes who sent a robot back in time to go get Superboy so that he can save Supergirl. Are you with me? But the robot accidentally finds Bugs Bunny because the robot goes into Bugs Bunny's hole when he's taking a nap and, boom, takes Bugs Bunny back thousands of years in the future. It really is neat. And the humor that Bugs Bunny has comes through in this comic book. It is $4.99. I mention that because it's a little more than the average comic, but if you're friends of Bugs Bunny and you want something that's a little bit different and very fun to read, check out Legion of Superheroes Bugs Bunny Special, number one. Closely related to that Bugs Bunny tale is this one, Martian Manhunter Marvin the Martian Special, number one. This is very similar, except this is more of a coherent linear plot, where the Martian Manhunter tries to stop Marvin the Martian from taking over and subsequently destroying Earth. This looks ridiculously fun. The ages it's going to be good for, I'll say 9 and up. I mean, DC has it rated T for teen and up. I don't think it's going to merit that because it looks the same as the Bugs Bunny one that we've got. And the Bugs Bunny one is going to be great for ages, 7 or 8 and up. Our 7-year-old read the Bugs Bunny one and liked it. Didn't know a lot of the superheroes because it dug deep and had some gray ones that I didn't know. But I'll say ages 7 and up. You'll be okay with this. Martian Manhunter Marvin the Martian Special. A lot of M's. It's a bit of a tongue twister. But it's a one-off from DC Comics for $4.99, and it looks ridiculously fun.
Yeah, it does.
Our Turtles are back this week, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. This is their longest standing comic book. This is issue number 70. Now, this is part 4 in a storyline called Desperate Measures. This particular Turtle title is going to be great for older readers because the violence is going to be a little more realistic for turtles who live in the sewer. And the story involves a standoff between the humans and the mutants, turns a little deadly, and supposedly this issue will have repercussions for years within the Turtle franchise. So just to be safe, you know what, maybe 11 and up, but if you know your children, 9 and up is going to be okay for this one. It's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, issue number 70. It is from IDW Publishing, and it's only $3.99. So check that out. Now for kids of any age. Now this is a straight up any age. It's from Action Lab Entertainment. And This is perilously close to Muppet Babies, but it's not. And I'll explain why and what that is, and it's a pejorative. I'll explain it to you right now. It's Kid Sherlock. Kid Sherlock number one. Now, this is a miniseries from Action Lab Entertainment. What it is, it kind of is what you think it is. John Watson is an elementary school student. He doesn't really fit in. He's on the playground one day, and he meets this other weird kid named Sherlock Holmes. It all sounds familiar, doesn't it? So the two of them solve elementary-sized crimes and capers. And this is where I was a little bit dubious, but I'm not, because I got a little sneak preview of the issue. Muppet Babies is what I kind of refer to as... The creators didn't have a good storyline or anything they could do, so they just wanted to say, hey, let's make the characters babies, like Muppet Babies, when they did that, like, back in the 90s. I grin chagrin just thinking about it. But Kid Sherlock is not like that. Kid Sherlock is genuinely very clever, and young readers are going to dig it. They really are. I'll say even ages 5. We've got a 5-year-old. He would dig this. He wouldn't be able to read it. But the things that happen in the comic book, he would be able to relate to, laugh at, and enjoy. And it's Kid Sherlock number one. It's from Action Lab Entertainment. Good fun stuff, and this is truly one of those all-age comics that you should really make a beeline to the comic book store and pick it up, because it's great fun. And it may even introduce those older kids, like if they have a 7-year-old brother, into some of the source material. Sherlock and Holmes, I say. Last year, Plants vs. Zombies and its creator, Paul Tobin and Tim Latier. Did I say that last name correctly? Sorry, Tim, if I mispronounced it. Anyway, they stopped producing the monthly issue of Plants vs. Zombies. They said that Dark Horse said that they were going to start doing special graphic novels of all original material, and the first one of those is out this week. It's Plants vs. Zombies, Volume 7, Battle Extravaganza. That was tough not to say Zomboss in there. Who was going to like this? Anybody and everybody that goes to elementary school through middle school. Case in point, when they do the book sales at your local elementary school, if you've never been to one, they're a lot of fun to do, and just to go and see what kids pick out and what they read. This book, actually not this one, but previous Plants vs. Zombies graphic novels are always in there, and kids make a beeline for it. The Plants vs. Zombies graphic novels are always going to be some of the ones that the kids will check out from the library. This is fun stuff. It really is. Our 7-year-old started to enjoy Plants vs. Zombies right when he was about to turn 6. He started to get it and not be scared of Zomboss and kind of realize that it's all really silly, campy fun. So if you have an almost 7-year-old and up through any aged elementary, they will go bananas over Plants vs. Zombies Volume 7 Battle Extravaganza. It's a brand new graphic novel. Brand spanking new. It really is. So check that out. And check out any of the older Plants vs. Zombies stuff if you're new to it. Or if you've seen the video game, played the video game, and weren't hip to the published scene, check it out because it really is fabulous stuff. Yes. We mention this comic book almost every time it comes out. And partially because I never could find it. And it's like, why can I never find this? It's Spook House. We finally found it. Issue number 5 is out this week. We finally saw it. Finally were able to purchase a copy. And I see why people in the comic book world and the publishing world were so excited about it. Because it's genuinely different for an all-ages comic. It features legitimate monsters from Eric Powell. Some classic monsters like this one, the titular story is I Was a Grade School Mummy. And guess who's on the title? A mummy. And it's a pharaoh from back in the day. He's a young king, pharaoh. It comes with 3 short stories, none of which are too scary for young readers, but are just scary enough. As a case in point, when we purchased this, we happened to have a friend of ours in the car, who's also an elementary school student, he started to read it. And he is a little more easily intimidated. Doesn't like scary things at all. And he was knee-deep into this. He couldn't get enough of it. He wanted to take it home. I said, no. Get your own copy. Plus, our kids want to read it. It's great. Spook House, number 5. I was a grade school mummy. You'll see the mummy on top. Look for this, and I think you'll love it. It is great. Do you like to color? I know coloring is, it's the new black dress. And you don't even have to cross-dress to do that, because coloring is relaxing. It is. It's like those sticker books or those connect the dots if they're really challenging. There is a coloring book and a half that are up your alley this week, and I'll explain that in a moment. Star Wars Color by Number is out this week. This is going to be kind of a more challenging color by number because it's Star Wars, and it's intended for young adults and adults. So this is not mamby-pamby, rounded, you know, kid Star Wars stuff. This is a little more challenging. Going to paint and color by the number and make it pretty because it's Star Wars. It goes from Episode 1 to Rogue One. It's beautiful but challenging. It's Star Wars Color by Number. Now, if you want something a little easier, you could check out Despicable Me. All you need is a yellow crown and a yellow coloring. Yellow paint something, little brown. That is out this week. And I say a little easier. Kids love Despicable Me, and the movie comes out in a couple weeks, but this coloring book is going to be much more in tune for them, and it's not really a coloring book per se. It's a deluxe coloring book, yeah. But it's just fun, goofy stuff. It really is. It's going to be priced a little more, so even though it's going to skew younger, it's going to have a bigger price point than, like, say, a $2 disposable coloring book that you may be used to. It's going to be more in line with the Star Wars Color by Number, which costs $14.99. However, if you look around and compare prices, you can pick it up for $12. It's Trey with Daddy Mojo. You can find us on Twitter at Daddy Mojo, or if you want to reach out to us by email, please do so. It's Trey, T-R-E-Y, at DaddyMojo.net.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.